It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, it's a busy weekend in the Bluegrass. We've got a book fair going on, several plays, opening concerts, and so on. Tell us what's up.
Well, this is kind of a phenomena of the calendar that you see happen in the late fall between Halloween and Thanksgiving and the weekends that take place between those. Everybody's just kind of rushing in to get, you know, their productions up and their shows on before people take off for the holidays. Then everybody takes off for Thanksgiving, and then it starts up again the week after that, the first few weeks in December when there are all kinds of holiday productions going on. So that's sort of the cycle that we're in. And as you said, you know, there are things going on like the book fair is this weekend. We have several productions opening, like Ballagoula Theater and Bluegrass Opera's Love Music is opening, with the playwright Alfred Urey coming to town for a Saturday night's performance. We've got Studio Players opening a show. Yes, Svetlana, there is a Grandfather Frost, which is kind of a different, you know, seasonal take there. You've got a really interesting show at People's Bank, which has been kind of the hotly contested mid-century modern property that it's sort of set for demolition, but there's a effort on to save it. And the Stuart Horodner at the UK Art Museum has curated an exhibit for that space, and just all sorts of other things going on. A hugely, hugely busy weekend.
Moving on, one part of the hugely busy weekend is the Lex Phil, the Lexington Philharmonic. They have a big program this evening, I believe. Tell us about that.
They do, and they've got they're featuring a guest soloist, Feifei Dong. It's coming in to play Shostakovich's piano concerto, which is a huge work. And a huge part of it is that there's also a very prominent trumpet part in that. And that's kind of, you know, really one of the interesting features of this concert, is that they're really featuring two of the orchestra members as soloists tonight. One of them is Stephen Campbell, who is the principal trumpet of the Philharmonic, and he'll be playing along with Feifei Dong on that Shostakovich piece. And then their principal flute, Peisan Chu, is going to be playing prominently on a piece by John Corigliano called Voyages, which is a piece for flute and string orchestra. And she was talking to me about how she really likes the similarity in timbre between the string orchestra and the flute, and, you know, what a nice combination that's going to be. So, you know, if you've appreciated these musicians and when you've heard them kind of step forward in concert, this will be a really nice opportunity to really hear them prominently displayed in tonight's concert.
And finally, in Richmond at the EKU Center for the Arts, it's the Canadian Brass.
That's right. And speaking of highly revered local trumpeters, this is actually, though it is the Canadian Brass, it's actually a homecoming for the group's newest member, Caleb Hudson, who grew up here and, you know, made a few headlines as a trumpeter in the area when he was growing up. He was featured on From the Top, the NPR student music show, a couple of times, I think. And then he went off to Interlochen and Juilliard, and you know, it's really made a name for himself and ended up joining the Canadian Brass, which is, you know, probably the premier brass ensemble in the world, certainly, you know, one of the most popular. And they are coming to the EKU Center for the Arts, and he describes it as a real homecoming, and that, you know, he expects probably half the audience will be family and friends and former teachers and the like. So, you know, just a real nice weekend to celebrate local talent.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader and LexGo.com. Thank you.
Thank you.